seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And the seven angels, verse 6, came out of the temple having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from the power, and no man was able to enter into the temple. I've been in some camp meetings like that, where it just seemed like the air was filled with smoke. Praise God. Till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Amen. I preached Wednesday night on there's something at hand. I'm going to preach tonight there's something at hand number two. Something at hand number two. Amen. Not necessarily in the order that I'm preaching it, but amen. Not necessarily in the order of importance, perhaps. Amen. But there is something at hand. How many believe the Lord's coming soon? Amen. How many believe the rapture of the church is going to happen soon? Amen. I believe it is. And the early church believed it was. Amen. You say, well, that's 2,000 years. That's just, amen, day before yesterday he said it. As far as God's concerned. Day is 1,000 years. 1,000 years one day. Day before. That's not long. As far as God's concerned. Amen. But after the rapture takes place, amen, terrible things are going to happen. If the rapture is at hand, there's something else that's going to follow the rapture. And that is that 7-year period, according to Daniel 9 and 27, of great tribulation. Amen. The first half is tribulation. Oh, even great tribulation. But the last half is worse than the first. The first half is, amen, wrath. Because those people said the great day of his wrath has come. 6th chapter. Crying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them. Amen. First part of the tribulation. Crying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them. Amen. For the day, for the wrath of the Lamb has come. And who shall be able to stand? Amen. The first half of the tribulation is going to be wrath. Amen. But oh, those seven last plagues. The last half. Jesus said in Matthew 24, it'd be a time of tribulation such as was not from the beginning of time. In other words, amen, Matthew 24 has already given us wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and earthquakes, amen, and the abomination of desolation. But after that happens, the abomination of desolation, incidentally, marks the middle of Daniel's 70th week. Exactly. the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, amen, spoken of by John the Revelator and Jesus, praise God, is exactly in the center. Jesus spoke of it in Matthew 24. Amen. John the Revelator, receiving the message straight from Christ, spoke of it in the book of Revelation. Amen. And now, praise God, we're preaching about something at hand. The abomination of desolation is the image of the beast. It is brought into the temple, amen, and commanded to worship it. Amen. And the Jews will momentarily lose access to the temple as the abomination of desolation takes place. They flee to the mountains. Amen. They flee because terrible things are getting ready to take place. God hides them in Edom and Moab. Some say Petra. I don't know if it's big enough to hold them all or not. Amen. I doubt it very seriously. Amen. But he's got a hiding place for them. Amen. In Edom and Moab. Edom and Moab is going to be friendly to Israel. I preached that for years. Amen. And when Hussein and the premier of Israel, amen, I forget their names, amen, Rabin, was it? Rabin, Yitzhak Rabin, amen, shook hands over the table. I was driving up the road to preach the camp meeting in July at Grant City when all that was taking place. Amen. I took a nap on Sunday afternoon, and now on Monday afternoon, I'm driving. Amen. And my body's going through that cycle of taking a nap again. And so I'm fighting that nap, trying to drive and listen to the radio. Amen. And I'm calling, nodding a little bit, and they keep announcing every newscast. Amen, that they've signed a peace accord between Israel and Jordan. And finally it hit me. And I woke up wide awake and I looked over at my wife. Amen, I said, wife, I've been preaching that for 30 years. And I woke up. Hallelujah. I said, and others have said, that Jordan would eventually be friends to Israel. Do you know that the worst army that Israel faced in the Six-Day War, amen, and the Yom Kippur War 1973, both wars, the most formidable army they faced was those fierce Bedouin warriors that make up the Jordanian army. Amen. They had to chase them out of Jerusalem. They was the best army of the whole bunch. Amen. There wasn't as many cowards in that bunch as there was in some of the rest that kicked off their shoes and ran for the Suez Canal as fast as they could run through the desert. Amen. Praise God. No, brother. Amen. Those crack troops were out to save Jerusalem. Amen. But God gave Israel victory in 6 days in 1967. Amen. The last ones they had to jar loose was that Jordanian elite, amen, that guarded the holy places in the land of Jerusalem. Praise God. But God helped Israel, not because they're doing right, but because it was time. God helped Israel because something's at hand, folks. God helped Israel gain the victory. Even the sinner, my old dad, sitting on the front porch of the house down in Arkansas, said, I believe it's got something to do with the Bible. Even the sinners, amen, recognize the fact, hallelujah, that it had something to do with the fulfillment of prophecy. I want you to know when Israel won those battles and won back Jerusalem and won back those holy sites, amen, like she never had access to them for 2,500 years. Amen. You can mark it down, folks. Hallelujah. It was God's time for it. God said in Ezekiel, they're coming back. And they are. And he said, they're going to be one stick. Not Israel and Judah no more. It's going to be one stick. Amen. And they are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory. Amen. The valley of dry bones is about to come awake. There's a rattling and a shaking getting ready to take place in the valley of dry bones. You know when it's going to happen? It's going to happen, praise God, when you and I are gone if we live for God. They're going to have a revival in Palestine. Why? Because it's time for it. Amen. The first and greatest sign of the day of the Lord is the rapture of the church. But after that, there's something at hand. 3.5 years of tribulation and wrath. Amen. And then 3.5 years of great tribulation and wrath poured out without mixture from the cup of his indignation. Northern Texas is on fire tonight. 23,000 acres as of yesterday morning in the paper was on fire. Hundreds and hundreds of square miles burning. Amen. But that's not a patching to what's going to take place in the great tribulation. Read the first 2 chapters of Joel. Amen. When his great army marches through. Amen. In front of them, it's like a Garden of Eden. Behind them, amen, it's scorched. It's seared. Judgment Day has taken place. Something's at hand. Number two, I want to tell you what it is. It's a wrath of God. The first half of the tribulation period is wrath with mixture. Amen. A lot of revival going on at that time. A lot of Jews getting saved at that time. 144,000 first meeting. Praise God. First go around. Hallelujah. That 144,000, glory to God, get the anointing of God, Brother Ray. Amen. And they go throughout all the country. Amen. Probably the whole world, as far as I know. Amen. And evangelize everybody they can. Get everybody saved they can. Amen. They're almost supermen. Amen. Judgment can't touch them. Beast can't catch them for the most part. Praise God, they got too much power. Hallelujah. They're like those Christians in China. Amen. That sister that preached the gospel in China. What was her name? Lam? Amen. She carried on her campaigns in the house church in China. Amen. God would tell her when to leave, when to be gone, when not to appear. Amen. In those times that God would tell her when to leave or when to be gone or not to appear, that's when the secret service would come in. The army would come in and break up the meeting. And God preserved her like that until she finally escaped. God's going to preserve that 144,000 the same way, right under the nose of the rise of the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist, the first 3.5 years, is going to come in deception. But there's going to be something else going on at that time. Amen. And that's false religion on the rise. Amen. The one big church idea, amen, has culminated in the great whore, amen, that rides the straddle of the beast. You see, the church has always been affected by materialism sooner or later. And so to save their own hide, they all got together, amen, and they thrown in with the beast power for the first 3.5 years of tribulation, amen, the false church is persecuting the church. The false church is persecuting, the saints, not the church. Church already been raptured. Amen. Church gone. But the false church that's still down here, they all get together and they combine their forces against that number that no man can number, the 144,000. Amen. And the Bible said that she drinks the blood of the saints. That woman is drunk with the blood of the saints. Amen. The false church has always made it hard on the true church. Fox's Book of Martyrs is a story of the persecutions of the Catholic Church. Amen. Always made it hard. I mean, they butchered them, machine gunned them, hung them, chased them, burned their churches, and are still doing it all over Mexico, all the way to the southern point of South America. When they get a chance, they're still doing it. They're still capturing missionaries, persecuting missionaries. Amen. Killing Christians and putting the lid on a lot of it you never even hear about. Amen. I mean, a lot of things that's going on in foreign countries, our ambassadors in those countries don't want to rock the boat, and so they don't even come to the rescue. They don't even try to help. They don't even tell that it's happened. Amen. Poor missionary go to an ambassador of the United States in those foreign countries to try to get help. Amen. He don't get nothing. They can't do anything. Amen. They can't afford to do anything. They can't afford to disturb the relations, the peaceful relations of the United States with those countries. Amen. So the poor missionary don't get much help. Unless there's a whole bunch of them gets killed, it gets in the media, and then they'll do token tribute to the situation. Amen. But I'm telling you what, folks, it's going to get worse, 1,000 times worse than it ever was in Hitler's Germany. It's going to get worse 1,000 times over than it ever was under Joseph Stalin. If you can believe what Jesus said, it's going to be worse than it's ever been before from the beginning of time or ever shall be thereafter. Amen. The worst thing is coming. It's at hand. If the church is about to leave, the wrath of God is about to happen. Amen. Praise God. 7 last plagues. Amen. The noisome, grievous sore, the first one that's poured out on them that worship the beast and have his mark and worship his image. The second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because Thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and Thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. How'd you like to go get a drink and blood come out of the faucet? Stinking, putrid blood come out of the faucet. How'd you like to go to the spring? You talk about pollution. You talk about things getting out of hand. When the oceans and the seas and the freshwater lakes turn to blood, just like they did in Egypt's land. Amen. The waters become blood. and men can't find any good water to drink. You heard that, sister, of that choir. Amen. It came from near Kiev in Russia, what used to be the Union of Soviet Socialist Russia. Amen. And how that she had had cancer and God had touched her, and how she was so thankful to be in America where she could have clean water to drink. She said that right here. Amen. Because their river's been polluted for some time by Chernobyl, and they haven't got it over yet, and people still getting cancer because the water is polluted with radioactivity. It's going to be worse, folks. It's going to be worse when God turns the waters to blood. Amen. Yes, he said, and I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And all the people of God said, amen. Amen. The fourth angel poured out his vial on the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. It had 100 degrees temperature in San Antonio, Texas this week. That's pretty hot for February, folks. Even in San Antonio. Amen. And it may sweep on eastward and bring a premature spring. Amen. In much of the southern United States. Amen. The good rain that Texas had last year caused a lot of things to grow. And the drought this year has caused it to be a fire trap. Amen. People came back to their homes to find nothing left. Barn, houses, outbuildings, home, all burned down. One family didn't know what they'd find. When they got back, there was their house. Most of the folks around them, their houses burned. Theirs was intact. Their dog and cat waiting for them on the front steps. The firefighters had soaked their yard right up to the fence, and their house hadn't burned. Amen. It's going to pay to have God on your side. Someday it's going to pay to have God on your side. Woo, hallelujah. I believe it pays right now to have God on your side. Amen. One brother testified to me how that they prayed. Amen. Went to church, stayed faithful to God. Amen. Didn't work their fields on Sunday. Praise God. Amen. And how the boll weevils ate right up to the neighbor's fence. Amen. Ate up the whole crop for the neighbors all around them. And God preserved theirs. It pays to serve God right now. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to wish you was one of us by and by. The sun had power to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Why didn't they repent? Because they couldn't. Repentance had been taken away from them. If you can feel sorry for sin tonight and pray, you better do it. There come a time when men can't even repent. There's some pretty hard today. Amen. You may know some. Amen. The fifth angel poured his vial out upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. The Bible said in Egypt that there was a darkness that could be felt. Here he pours out darkness, and they gnaw their tongues for pain. What is it about darkness that makes men want to gnaw their tongue? Amen. Smog swept into London and stayed there for weeks some years ago. Amen. People lost their mind in the darkness. People jumped out the windows and committed suicide. People went insane because of the darkness. The Eskimos up north, amen, they can't never, even though they was born in that land of the midnight sun, and then finally the sun goes and hides and don't come up. And when it comes, finally comes up over the southern horizon, amen, they have a celebration to celebrate the return of the sun. And those Eskimos, some of them lose their mind. They can't get used to the sun never going down, and they can't get used to the sun never coming up, and living in darkness and running electric lights day and night, amen, because there's no sun. If they can't hack it and they was born and raised in it, how in the world are men going to cope when the sun scorches men with great heat? Amen. Those Eskimos up there become drunks, alcoholics, addicts. Amen. Because the sun stays gone so long. Then they have the reverse. Amen. Because the sun comes and stays so long. It shines at midnight. Amen. They ought to be used to it. But they never quite get used to it. Amen. God gives power on the sun. Amen. To scorch men with great heat. Fifth angel poured his vial out on the sea of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. They gnawed their tongues for pain and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters thereof was dried up, and the way that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Amen. They're going to look for somebody to blame for all these troubles. And they're going to tell these kings that they Jews have got two fellows up there in Jerusalem, and they're affecting the weather. They're causing all this trouble. Amen. If we can just attack Israel and annihilate them, we'll get rid of the trouble. Amen. And the kings of the east get ready, and the kings of the earth get ready. They assemble their army for the great day of the battle of Armageddon. And the worst war that's ever been is about to take place right over yonder in the plains of Megiddo, in the valley of Jehoshaphat. Amen. One more time. Praise God. Amen. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together in a place called a Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. It's in your Bible. Amen. If Jesus is coming soon and the church is leaving right shortly, there's something else at hand. The battle of Armageddon may be closer than you think. Amen. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, see, there's a temple in heaven. It's one that Moses copied his from. It's been there all along. Amen. There's a temple in heaven. That's one that really counts. That's one that really is going to stand. Praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Voices, thunders, lightnings, and a great earthquake. Such was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great that the great and that great city was divided. That great city is Jerusalem. It's the same city that was spoken about, amen, in the 11th chapter. How that those two witnesses be slain in the streets of that city, which is spiritually called Sodom, that great city where our Lord was crucified. That great city is going to have an earthquake. Don't matter much what to build over there now. It's all going to be changed anyway. Don't matter much what they erect over there in the highways they build. It's going to come an earthquake. It's going to change the topography of Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives. Amen. Big change is about to take place. Ooh, glory. Amen. God's going to clean house. Getting ready for the millennium. Amen. My wife and Judy has been cleaning house. Getting ready for revival. Amen. That's a wonderful thing about being an evangelist. You get to see folks after they've cleaned house. Even if you stay a week or two. Amen. You see them at their best. Praise God. I got to live there the whole year. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Amen. They changed the bed where Judy sleeps. I told you, you get the big way to go to bed some night, and it's dark, and you run, take a big leap, you'll go through the window. Instead of going to bed, they changed the furniture around. Amen. Some of it I like, some of it I don't. Amen. But after a while, I'll get to where I like it. Amen. Old folks don't change very easy. Amen. They like the same old armrest, same old place to reach out and get things. You know, they don't change very easily. I guess just well stay young a little long as I can and endure the changes. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came to remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Think of it, folks. That's quite an earthquake when the mountains are not found anymore. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. Some have variously estimated it to be 100 pounds. Some have estimated it to be as high as 200 pounds. Amen. When hailstones fall, different sizes fall. But here the average hailstone is like 100-pound chunk of ice. That'll do more to your automobile than just make a dent in it. 100 pounds of ice starts falling. That'll do more, amen, to your roof than just spring a leak. Huh? Amen. 100 pounds of ice starts falling. That'll do more to your shade trees than just knock a few leaves off. Amen. Driving to Kansas City some years ago, and it just came a spring storm through Illinois, Brown County, Illinois. Amen. And I got there after it already swept through and already happened. I didn't know what happened. Amen. Finally, I turned on the radio because there was an eerie smoke that was coming up from the ground. And I got to looking, and there's 6 inches of ice in places. And I got to looking, and all the leaves was beat off the trees. Even the evergreen trees was bare. Amen. Just like they'd been stripped naked. They had had a hailstorm and tornadoes come through, and there was so much ice on the ground in the warm weather. Amen. That there was a vapor coming up, and an eerie vapor coming from the ground. But there's one more eerie than that, folks. Wait till 100-pound chunks fall out of the sky on men who won't repent, who won't serve God, who won't live for God. All right. Amen. I'm going to close. Praise God. There's something out there, something at hand. Amen. Well, we got a wonderful admonition here. Amen. Said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Looks like somebody is trying to steal your spiritual clothing. Amen. I mean, it just turned off nice. One day, I still had my sweater on. I still had my knee socks on. Amen. And I looked around, did a double take, and here already in February, somebody couldn't wait. Some woman couldn't wait. Amen. To wear her shorts. Already. Has anybody else seen that? Amen. About everybody. I mean, putting her money in the pop machine in front of the service station. Already rushing the seas. Amen. It's me like something's trying to steal the clothes off people already. Right out here in reality. Amen. I'll tell you something. There's a clothes thief, a clothes snatcher. Amen. It's out to steal your spiritual clothing. And if you ain't careful, you'll look around one day and your robe of righteousness will be gone. And you won't be in any shape. You won't be ready to face Jesus when he comes again. You won't be ready for the rapture of the church. Amen. Listen to what he said. Behold, I come to thee. Blessed he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. Hang on to them. Amen. Lest he walk naked. And they who, saints that made it, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and all the angels, amen, they're going to see your shame or mine if I don't keep my garments. Amen. Let's covenant together to keep our garments. Father, bless these broken remarks. Challenge our hearts with the imminence of the day of wrath. I beg in Jesus' name and help us to get ready against that day for the rapture of the church. Stand with me. Let's sing. Let's come to the altar. Let's pray that we may be accounted worthy to escape those things which shall come upon the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Come on.